Okay.
Now, to continue.
I don't know if you guys have been in church much, but very often you'll see a pastor who'll get up and he'll take off his watch and he'll set it down in front of him. This is supposed to reassure you that he's watching the time. Okay? I once knew a pastor who was, he would take his watch and he'd stick it in his pocket. Which was supposed to reassure you that you better settle in. It's going to be here a while. Okay. I always knew better because I knew that right in the back of the church, right over my head, there was clocks that he could see, mm-hmm. which he had put there just for that reason. Well, I have here my phone that has my time on it, so I will not go too long. So... just to reassure you that, yes, I am watching what I'm doing. Okay, so our scripture tonight is Matthew 6, 25 to 34. This is the very end of the Sermon on the Mount. This is why I tell you, don't worry about your life, what you'll eat or what you'll drink or about your body, what you'll wear. Isn't life more than food in the body, more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They don't sow or reap or gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you worth more than they? Can any of you add a single cubit to your height? Now, cubit was, if you take from the edge of your elbow to the tip of your finger, it's about 18 inches. That's why we think that the ark was way bigger, because we think Noah was way bigger and his cubit was probably much longer. But at any rate, could you add anything? You add a yard to your height just by worrying. Why do you worry about clothes? Learn how the wildflowers of the field grow. They don't labor or spin thread. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was adorned like one of these. If that's how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and thrown into the furnace tomorrow, won't he do much more for you, you of little faith? So don't worry saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For idolaters eagerly seek all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided to you. Therefore, don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. We'd ask you to bless us and help us as we study it, and help me as I try to explain it. In Jesus' name, amen. The background of this is pretty simple. It was the end of the Sermon on the Mount, which goes Matthew 5 and 6. And it was at the beginning of Jesus' ministry. People are starting to find out about him, and they had all shown up around this mountain to say, who is this guy? Mm-hmm. And so he basically laid out the entire gospel just right there. I mean, Sermon on the Mount, if you read that, that's all you need. If you do what it says, you're ready to go. It was aimed at the common people. And you'll often hear me, if you hang out around too long, Jesus was specifically loved by the common people because the religious leaders had put all these burdens on them. They had 608 commandments that they were supposed to follow. And by the time you got around to doing all of this stuff that they wanted you to do, you didn't have any time to make a living. If you weren't independently wealthy, you couldn't keep up with it all. So, of course, the Pharisees and all those people were very rich. They had all this money and everything, and they could go play religious games. The common people couldn't, and they figured, I'm not going to be pleasing to God, and what am I going to do? When Jesus came to tell them, look, God loves you and he has a plan for your life. That's all you need to know. God loves you. Just do what he said and your life will be fine. And do what God said, not what the Pharisees are trying to tell you, 608 commandments. These people are struggling just to get by. So he says, don't worry about your daily needs. Now that's not easy to do. My wife will tell you, it's almost impossible for me. I'm always worrying about something. There's more to life though. You sit here and worry about, can I get this or can I get that? And then when you sit down and you think about it, you think, do I need it? How simple can my life be and I will still get by? When I need something, can I go to God and say, you know, I'm really dependent on you because I'm in a position here, Lord. I need this, okay? This is not a joke. This is a need, okay? But then Jesus says, look around. See the little critters, okay? Birds don't sow or reap. They're not going out there spreading, seed and trying to keep it all dug up and everything and take good care of it. And when it grows, they don't go out and cut it all down and thresh it and all this and then make bread out of it and so on like that. They just flit about, and anywhere they see something that they think, oh, that looks good, they grab it. Mm-hmm. And strangely enough, there's always enough there for them. So don't worry about that. They don't have barns for storage. You know, you don't see birds saying, oh, you know, we've got everything all stored up over here. Just come on over here. God takes care of them everywhere. God makes sure they have food to eat. And you're worth more. God loves you more than he loves the birds of the air and the animals. You can't add to your stature by worrying. You won't get any taller by worrying. My wife worries a lot. You notice how small she is. But at any rate. And then he says, you worry about what you look like. What about the wildflowers out in the field? They didn't even get planted. They just kind of naturally occurred. They just appeared, you know, overnight most of the time. And they may actually be weeds. There are a lot of things that are weeds that we think of as being kind of pretty. Daisies, for instance. A daisy is a weed. Okay? Dandelions, weed. But they're pretty. But they're here and gone. They're just beautiful. God did that. God created things that look beautiful. My mom, before she passed away, when she would come up here, she would always talk about driving down the road in Washington and having all these beautiful yellow flowers, which everybody said was Scotch bonnet or something like that. But it was just beautiful. Nobody planted that. It just happens. You know, there's all of these spores and everything going around and weeds, and the next thing you know, it all comes up, and here it is. It's just so beautiful. God did that. But they soon wilt, and when they do, they're worthless. So you gather them all up, throw them in the furnace. God will do better for you. He'll give you what you need. Now, that may mean that he gives you warm clothes when you're cold, and cool clothes when you're hot. It may be that you don't like them. Teenagers are well known for that. They don't like clothes. They're what their parents get them. Okay. Now, the reason I didn't like my parents buying me clothes, because they buy cheap stuff, and the jeans would shrink, and the next thing you know, I had the bottom of my jeans halfway up to my knee. So I'd go to work. Guess what that taught me was to go to work and buy Levi's that didn't do that. So, but at any rate, God will take care of you. And so the bottom line on all this is, leave it all to God. Don't question what's going on. If you need something, you go to God and you explain to him why you need it. And then you listen for him to tell you, no, you don't need that. Or, okay, I got you. Whatever. And then just watch how God does it. Sometimes it's kind of amazing. There was a guy at the store today, as we were going to the store to pick up stuff for dinner here tonight. And we looked over at him, and he looked like this was somebody who really was in need. So Pat took a little Safeway card and gave it to him. And he thought that was good. Okay? Now, some people would take a Safeway card and they don't like it because they can't just go spend it where they want to. They got to go Safeway. But this guy looked at it and it's like, I won't be hungry. I've got money now to go get food. Unbelievers worried, but we should not. There's a lot of people sitting here worrying about a lot of stuff right now. We're having all these worries about the Russians and the Ukrainian stuff, and will that escalate, and we're going to have Armageddon and blow the whole world into little bits. Okay? And there's a lot of people worried about that. But you don't need to worry about it. God will take care of it. Now, the problem with this is that when you look in Revelation about how God's going to do away with the earth, it looks an awful lot like a nuclear annihilation. But there's a lot that comes before that. So until that other stuff happens, I don't think we need to worry about it. God knows what you need. And he tells you to seek him. Seek God. And when you get tight with God, then you can say, okay, Lord, I need you to take care of me. And don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow's a big enough problem. Okay? Now I worry about tomorrow because tomorrow I have to go to the gym and have my wife, you know, run me on this thing in the gym, but I'm stopping being worried about that because now I've been doing it so much that I can do it. Okay, these things happen. So what does this mean to us? I always do a for us. You'll find that out. Worry does not help. If you're worrying, you're wasting your time. You can't help but do it, but you can fight it. And you can take that worry and give it to God and say, I'm worried. This is a problem. I have a need. God said, don't worry. I'll take care of it. Watch for God's touch all around. My wife has a habit of declaring things to be God things. Something that just came out of left field. That's a God thing. And she's probably right. Take your needs to God and let him deal with them. He'll do a better job of it than you would anyway. Okay? He knows what you need. He knows what you want. He knew I wanted a motorcycle. Pat didn't believe it. But he said, yeah, okay, Walter, you need to have a motorcycle because you're going to go off and you're going to witness to motorcyclists. A little while later, she's going, you know what? God wanted you to have a motorcycle. Look what's going on here.
But you still didn't need one.
That's what she told me. You don't need a motorcycle. You need air. Maybe a little water. But you do not need a motorcycle. Okay. Take your needs to the Lord and let him deal with it. Like I say, he'll do a better job of it than you would. And seek to please him. When you go to God in prayer, a large part of it should be, Lord, what do you want from me? Now please help me do it. Help me to understand what you want and then help me to do it. There's a thing called experiencing God. It's a little study you do. And their main thing is find out what God is doing and go join him. That's what God wants. He wants us to join him in whatever it is he's up to. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you that we've been here tonight. We'd ask you to bless us and guide us and help us remember to trust you in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for being here, guys.